Now, I'm really delighted to be joined on the line by Mick Nash. Good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks.
Good. Lovely to talk to you. Now, Mick, is it true that you're the owner of over 40 guitars?
Yeah, I've got 43.
Wow. And because you've obviously played in bands for years, tell us about how you got started and what bands you've been in.
I founded the Rockin' Devils. We started out just as the Devils. And then we put the Rockin' in later when we rock and roll became our forte.
Yeah. And when was this? What sort of era are we talking about?
We started in 1958.
Wow. So you were kind of at the forefront of when music changed, because when you were young, really your parents had a different style of music. So moving from the 50s into that 60s time was a massive change in the music scene for young people, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What do you remember about those times?
Well, about the 60s.
Yeah.
The freedom it gave us, you know, because my parents liked music, which was quite honestly crap, you know.
Yeah.
And then rock and roll came along, and we got on the bandwagon.
What influences did you have? Were you more into the American style or the British pop?
No, British pop mainly.
Yeah.
Cliff and the Shadows and that sort of thing.
Yeah. He's still going today, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's... Sorry, go on.
Yeah, he's still around.
And did you work with Jess Conrad?
Yeah, we were his backing band for many years.
Oh, wow. Because he's been on TV recently, hasn't he, as well?
Yeah, he was in Las Vegas.
Where you got, there was older celebrities putting on a show. It was phenomenal. It was brilliant, that show. If you didn't catch it, if you're listening out there, it was absolutely brilliant. And I think Jess is about 81 now, isn't he? Still very dapper.
84.
Is he 84?
Yeah.
He's,
he found me up.
Yeah.
And he said, I picked up on your birthday on the social media.
Mm.
He said, and I must say that you look bloody good for 77. So there's this 84-year-old perfect specimen of manhood telling me that I look good for my age. So there's something else about face there somewhere.
You've got two gold discs. What are they for?
A couple of our albums that we made that sold over 250,000.
Yeah. And that is back in the day when you had to be, you know, now people make a lot of music at home. But back in your day, if you were recording in the studio and doing stuff, it was, you were normally picked, weren't you, by a label or record label to do stuff.
Well, we recorded in my studio, which I converted my garage into.
Yeah.
And I founded my own label, Hot Stuff Records.
And do you still play, are you still playing now? Are you still sort of playing the guitar now?
No, unfortunately, I had a stroke and it lost me my use of my left hand, so...
But you're still able to, you know, you still listen to a lot of music.
Yeah, I still write songs.
Yeah.
And they get recorded by other bands, you know.
Yeah. Now, you've done some writing. You also, besides songwriting, you also do poetry, lyrics and stuff. And you've been included in this new book, haven't you, for the Brentwood Writers Circle, because you're a member there.
That's right, yeah.
So tell us about, can you tell us a little bit, don't give it away, Mick, but can you tell us a little bit about the piece that you've written?
I've written quite a few, and I've been published, but there are two publishers in Britain who specialise in new unknown poets, and that is Forward Press of Peterborough and United Press of Burnley, and I've been published by both of those.
Yep.
And also by the Poetry Library of America.
Wow. And the short stories that's in the book A Circle of Words, is it about a murder?
Yeah.
Can you give us a little idea about the character?
One of the characters, put a pipe from his exhaust of his car into the back window.
Yep.
And his accountant and his wife were sitting in the back seat together because they'd been having an affair, and he sort of, you know, he put paid to it by doing that.
Yeah.
And then he drove the car down to the local...
It sounds like that's all right. It sounds a bit of a thriller, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right, well, we're just going to be coming up to the news soon, Mick. It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for having a chat with us. Thank you so much for joining us, Mick.
Okay, fine, thanks.
All right, have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. That is Mick Nash there, and a little bit difficult because, as Mick said, he has had a stroke. And I know he's got a slight problem there with picking up what I'm saying because we're on the telephone. So hopefully next time we can get him in the studio. And he's got a fantastic back catalogue of music as well. And as he said, over 43 guitars, 2 gold discs as well. And he's been published absolutely everywhere. What a star. Good morning to you, Sylvia.
Hello.
And how are you today?
All right, yeah, not too bad.
Good. Right, so we're going to kick off the show today with some book recommendations. Everybody has done more reading during the pandemic, which is only a good thing. So what are your recommendations?
Well, as you know, I belong to Billericay. We have a super, I'll say, organiser. She finds books that are coming out, and also... the old favourites, and I think I told you last month, I was reading Little Women.
Yes.
That was 100 and something years old, and did enjoy it. I read it first 60 years ago, so I was a little tiddler, but anyway, I enjoyed that. And we're going to be reading Maggie O'Fowle's new book. We buy them at the moment because the libraries haven't been open. And as you know, they usually order them for us. So I'd be glad when we can get back to that system.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've all been reading. Some of the girls in the reading group have been meeting in Lake Meadows, that lovely park.
Yes.
We're in different weather. So, you know, that is how keen they are on reading. We're all silly nuts.
What's the Maggie O'Farrell? Is she a local writer, and what's the book about?
No, she's first class. I think she's won various awards for writing, but I'm not familiar with her, which is why I'm keen to read somebody new.
Yeah.
I like to read the old stuff, but also the new. I also read quite fast because it's absorbing it, isn't it? And if you're left with a really good story, it sticks in your mind, and I think... That's the sign of a really good book, isn't it?
Yeah. And what's the book called by Maggie O'Farrell?
Oh, it's gone off the screen. But it is the latest one. It's the one that's been advertised in all the newspapers.
Right.
So the readers are going well. Now, the writers, well, that they've been going crazy because they're all bringing books out. In the last, over the last year, it seems that those that never really had the time have got down to it. And there are loads of books coming out. A lot of them are self-published.
Mm.
But you'll still hear about them via our web pages and so on. And a lot of them also are starting new projects. I'm doing some new work interviewing people about the 100 years of Dagenham.
Yes.
And I've been interviewing, and the work is coming up within the next month on the web. I'll let you know next time. But one of our writers, she's been on your program, Celia Pike, lives in Upminster, and she's written a super book called It's in the Cards. It's a surprising novel, a surprising ending, and again, it's available. They're all quite reasonably priced on Amazon.
Yeah.
So, Celia, you remember her. Now, the biggie, Brentwood Writers' Circle, as I think I've mentioned, is 80 years old as of May the 1st.
Yes.
And for that, our chairman and all our people on the board, they've written this book, or they contributed to it, really. It's called A Circle of Words, and it's a collection, as you've probably guessed, because we are a writer's circle, and we started in 1941. We don't have anyone alive that was an original member, but we remember them all because some of the people that started us off were very famous in their time.
Mm.
But at the moment, our book is 26 contributors. Laura Birkin and Patrick Forsyth had started a year or two back. They've both been on the programme. And it's, oh, Julie Gowers, she too has been on. And she's our artist. And she's created that lovely cover. Chairman Colin Taylor has put the book on Amazon. It's costing £6.99. So you can see what some of our members have been up to. There's all types of work, short stories, essays, bit of a murder story by a certain gentleman who will be coming on in a few minutes.
Yep.
That's our Mick. We do like new people joining us. There's always a space for somebody new that feels they'd like to get going on a book or some history of themselves or their area. We meet at Bardsville Social Club when we are allowed to, when we're back to up and running.
Hopefully soon.
Well, hopefully soon. Yeah, we're planning that. I hadn't mentioned the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, who also like new members. They're more organising in international. They're an international organisation.
Yep.
They've had great success. We have a great journal that comes out a couple of times a year. Lots of ideas and chances to enter competitions. I would say that that's a great way of getting into this business. And our chairman there is Rebecca Harding, who's very well known in her sphere. Current chairman there, she arranges Zooms and webinars. And it's all been super. We haven't really suffered in that way, except from actually meeting each other, which I miss. I do like to see our friends. We've got websites, obviously.
Yeah.
That one is www.swwj.co.uk, and the Brentwood one is brentwoodwriterscircle.org.uk. And you can learn everything that you want to know. Or phone me, you know, or come onto my site. and I'll try and help you.
Now, I'm just going to talk about recommendations for books, because at the moment I'm reading Harlan Coben. He is a genius writer. He's basically a number one best-selling author, and he's also had the Netflix series people might remember called The Stranger. So his new book is called Win, and I'll give you a little outline just in case you fancy having a bit of a blockbuster. Yeah. Over 20 years ago, heiress Patricia Lockwood was abducted during a robbery of her family's estate, then locked inside an isolated cabin for months. Patricia escaped, but so did her captors, and the items stolen from her family were never recovered. Windsor Horn Lockwood III, or Win, as his few friends call him, he doesn't know the suitcase and his family's stolen paintings ended up in the dead man's apartment, but he's interested, especially when the FBI that get in contact with him about it. The two cases have baffled the FBI for decades, but Wynne has three things the FBI doesn't have: a personal connection to the case, a large fortune, and his own unique brand of justice. And that is Harlan Coben. If you've never checked him out,
he's
brilliant.
It's American, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds American. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I mean, I can recommend that to some of ours. There's no shortage of writers or readers in Brentwood, I can tell you. And it's fascinating. I mean, what else would we do? Don't really care much.
Now, have you got your 1 minute of Essex history?
Well, I haven't, because I want to talk to you about that. I thought, could we not make it Brentwood and Billericay?
Yes, because we can. We can do it next time. We can do it for next month.
I have to learn to speak faster.